Glory to our God who reigns. Glory to the King of heaven, who defeated death and grave, who lives forever. Glory! Glory to our God who reigns. Glory to the King of heaven, who defeated death and grave, to the one who reigns forever. Glory! Glory to our God who reigns. Glory to the King of heaven, defeated death and grave, to the one who reigns forever. Sing hallelujah, the Lion of Judah has overcome. Sing hallelujah, the Lion of Judah has overcome. Sing hallelujah, the Lion of Judah has overcome. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Sing hallelujah, the Lion of Judah has overcome. Sing hallelujah, the Lion of Judah has overcome. Sing hallelujah, the Lion of Judah has overcome. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Be scattered and let the righteous be glad. Yes, let them rejoice with gladness. God has triumphed mightily. Hey, let God arise, let God arise. Every knee will bow and every tongue confess, Jesus is Lord, Jesus is Lord. And every eye will see the coming of the King. Jesus is Lord, Jesus is Lord. Every knee will bow and every tongue confess, Jesus is Lord, Jesus is Lord. Every eye will see the coming of the King. Jesus is Lord, Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah! Hallelujah. That's what we call happy hour, amen?
Amen.
We don't need the inferior stuff, amen? The Lord serves the best.
Amen.
No regrets. No hangovers. Praise God. Hallelujah. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Hallelujah. Well, when I got born again, going back a few years now, it was really in 88. I had some upbringing in the 70s and some connections with the church and some actually involved somewhat with the youth group. But I really got born again when I was 27. And I'm going to tell you how old I am now, but it's been a while. Whatever, 88, do the math, right? So 88. I wouldn't be able to do the math, so. But all I know is that there was a really, you know, how often have we come to the Lord because we got desperate? Amen? Rarely do people come to the Lord any other way except that they're desperate, right? And they know their need. Amen?
But I was desperate, and I cried out to Jesus, and I was radically saved, even in my bedroom. And sometime I'll tell you the full story, but what a change in my life. Wow. What a difference, you know. And right away I just started hungering for the Word, you know. I looked for that old beat-up red Bible I had when I was a teenager. I was searching the house for that Bible, you know, and when I found it, man, I just started devouring it. When you're born again, you're hungry. Amen? You're like a child that's seeking after the milk, right? You got, I got to eat. I'm hungry. And I got to eat often too, right? So one thing led to another, and the Lord really put in my heart right away that, you know, I've been serving myself all those years, living for self, that now I want to start living for Jesus. I'm going to give the rest of my life over to Jesus. How many know that's the best way to spend your life? That's the best investment of your life, is to give your life to the Lord, amen, and live fully for Him. Amen. Store for yourself treasure in heaven. Hallelujah. Everything we have is temporal, right? You've heard it said many times, there's no U-Hauls going to heaven, right? So we're just going to live our lives for Jesus, amen. And but the question this morning is, are you available? Because that's really what it boils down to. I'm too busy, Lord. You know, I've got plans. I've got to, you know, bury a relative, or I just bought some oxen. I got to go test them out, you know, and people will look for some excuse, right? Well, when I retire, then I'll really give my life to the Lord. How many often have people retired and they still didn't give their life to the Lord? Amen. And but God is calling you and I, amen, to a cooperation, to a partnership with Him. He's looking for available vessels. Amen. And, you know, none of us are qualified in and of ourselves to be a vessel for God. All right? How many know that God uses flawed vessels? Amen. And God qualifies the called, right? So it's not wait until I'm at a certain level of what I think is a perfect place before now God can use me. It's God says, well, what do you have in your hand right now? Be faithful with what I've already given you. What do you, have a testimony? Well, go back into the city and tell the people what the Lord has done for you. Amen. Amen. Like the woman at the well, the Samaritan woman. So bloom where you're planted. Be faithful in what you already have. God's looking just for availability. Somebody, amen, will say, here, my Lord, send me. Hallelujah. But in order to be His vessels, we must be filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen? Because this is not of us. It's not something that we go and do for God. It's what we do with God. It's what we do together with God. Amen? So we need the Holy Spirit to enable us to be a vessel for God. Amen? Because what people need is God. They don't really need us. They need the God that we serve. And we are a vessel that God wants to work through to reveal Himself to the world. Amen? So once we're reconciled to the Lord through the blood of Christ, we're called to deny ourselves, take up our cross, and follow Jesus. Amen? Matthew 16:24, how many have heard this one before? Jesus said to His disciples, if anyone desires to come after Me. That's a good desire, would you agree? But let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow Me. And to deny yourself really means to completely yield yourself to God. Completely yield yourself to God. Take up your cross means that we need to have a willingness to die to ourselves, all right, to suffer and possibly even suffer shame, amen, and possibly martyrdom for Christ. In other words, my life is no longer my own. Once I come to Jesus, He saves me. My soul, amen, is secure in Him. For me, like Paul said, to live is Christ and to die is gain. Amen. So if we're going to be followers of Jesus, we cannot be living in fear. But we have to already determine in our hearts that I have already died with Christ. I've been buried with Him and I've been raised with Him. I now have a new life. Amen. And so I don't have to worry about my life because He holds my life in His hands. God is with us. And so to follow Him is obviously, clearly, to be led of the Holy Spirit. Amen. To follow in the footsteps of Jesus, just as Jesus walked. So we want to walk like Him. Amen. And we're learning how to do that. We're learning what it looks like to deny the self, to die to ourselves, because it is a process. Would you agree? Yes. We can be stubborn. Would you agree? Yes. We have our own will. Amen. But God is wanting us to give our will to His will. Amen. To lend ourselves to Him. To yield ourselves to Him. In other words, place my will under His will. And when my will is under His will, I then come under the authority of God. And then I can exercise authority as a son because I am yielded to His authority. I'm not out here doing my own thing for God. I'm under His authority and doing life with God. Amen. So, would you agree that God wants you and I to be a blessing?
Yes.
Yes. In order to be a blessing, we must first be blessed. How many have been blessed this morning?
Yes.
Amen. God blesses us so we can what? Be a blessing. So we do need to open our hearts. We do need to drink deeply from Him who is our salvation. Amen. From the wells of salvation, Jesus the Messiah. And so God wants us to learn how to lean on Him, to rely upon Him for grace. What the world needs again is the manifestation of God's Spirit and of His power through a yielded vessel. If we're out there trying to present ourselves and draw attention to ourselves, we're taking the attention off of Jesus, putting it on ourselves, and God's not going to have anything to do with that. I hear Him. That's when we fall flat, when we start getting off into our ego, trying to make it about us and not Jesus. Come on. But if we can stay in the right position with God, humbled before Him, amen, submitted to Him, then we will have good results. Sometimes we fail because we're not really listening to God. We're just doing what we think is a good idea. And in some cases, we may even get caught up in the ego thing to where we're trying to draw attention to ourselves rather than the Lord. Somebody say amen. So, relationships are healthy when two are in agreement. Would you agree?
Yes.
They're walking together agreeably. To cooperate means to work or act together for a common purpose or benefit. Cooperate means to work or act together for a common purpose or benefit. When we're born again, God places us within His body and He gives us an assignment as part of something bigger than ourselves. Come on. And so He's looking for yielded vessels that He can trust. If we're selfishly ambitious, He can't trust us. So He's working on that ego. He's bringing us to a place where we're over ourselves. Come on. Getting over ourselves, we call it. Do yourself a favor. Get over yourself, right? So the first step to be a vessel for the Lord, and this is something that we talk about much, but you've got to know who you are now in the new creation. You need to know what your true identity is, not the identity that the world has assigned to you or what others have said about you, but what God has to say about you. And it's not discovered by discovering ourselves. Our identity is not discovered by discovering ourselves. Well, I used to do that. I used to go and I'm going to find myself. I'm going to go out here. I'm going to do some mushrooms. I'm sitting in the woods and I'm going to find myself. And when I found myself, I didn't like what I found. But that's good because sometimes you need to find yourself to realize you don't like yourself in that old nature. Amen. That old creation under Adam. Amen. You got to come to a place where you realize you're a wretch. You're a mess. We live in a broken world. We're all broken people. Every one of us. Amen. Is broken. But God wants to transform us. And it was a new creation. Amen. And He wants us to be healed and restored. To become a useful vessel for Him again. Hallelujah. So we need to know who we are and who God is. Amen. And But we cannot know who God is and who we are apart from the Holy Spirit and the Word of God. Isn't that true? We just have a discussion this morning how everybody has an idea, you know, an opinion about the Bible and things that they believe. And but it's not necessarily based in truth. Yeah. It could be just, you know, an opinion. How many here has an opinion? We all have opinions, right? But opinions are not necessarily truth. So we want to know what's authentic, what's real, what's truth. Amen. So our identity is clearly spelled out in 1 Peter 2:9. How many know this one? You are a chosen generation. God chose us. A royal priesthood. A holy nation. His own special people. That you may what? Proclaim the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. So it's not enough just to know who we are, by the way. Because some people are constantly discovering who they are in Christ. But it's learning how to live in our new identity. To walk in our new identity. To live from the Spirit and not from the flesh. There needs to be a separation. We need to know the difference between what is earthly, sensual, devilish, soulish, and that which is of the Holy Spirit. And sometimes the two get confused and blended a little bit together. Would you agree? But we can learn from that. Oh, that was just me thinking I was, you know, being led of the Spirit. You know, but that's part of our process of learning, too. We're going to blow it. We're going to make mistakes. Amen. But we can learn. Hopefully we can learn from our mistakes and learn how to successfully walk in the Holy Spirit. Amen. And glorify the Lord in this earth. So if you don't discover your true identity, you'll continue to live according to the patterns of your sin nature and this fallen world. So in this passage in 1 Peter 2:9, Peter's really speaking of our privileges and our responsibilities as sons and daughters of God in the new creation. Now, because of unbelief, Israel, the nation Israel, had forfeited its place as God's own people. Now, hold on, because I'm going to explain that. During this present age, the church occupies the favored place that Israel lost through disobedience during this present time. Okay. Because God is into times and seasons. Amen? All right. Doesn't mean just because you're in a certain place today, you're going to be there 10 years from now. So today God is reconciling both Jew and Gentile, right, to Himself through Jesus Christ. And because Jesus is the only mediator between God and man. Amen? The man Christ Jesus. And so God, through Moses, gave this conditional promise to Israel in Exodus 19:5. He says, "Now therefore, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you shall be a special treasure to me above all people, for all the earth is mine. And you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation." What? A kingdom of priests and a holy nation. "These are the words which you shall speak to the children of Israel." Now, we just read in 1 Peter 2:9 that we in the new covenant, in the New Testament, are what? A chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, His own special people. That's our identity now in Christ. Jew and Gentile together in the one new man in Christ. Reconciled through the blood of the sacrifice lamb, Jesus Christ. Amen? The only way to salvation. The only way to be made right with God is through the blood of Christ. So naturally, and I say naturally because Israel in the natural failed to do this because, well, they were incapable of doing that. How many know you and I, apart from the Lord, are incapable of living an obedient life? Because our natural heart, the one that we were born with, was corrupted because of sin. So what does God do? God changes the heart. We need to change our heart. And only God can give you and I a change of heart. Amen? That's what happened to me. I got a change of heart. And the new heart that God gives desires to obey Him. You're here today because you wanted to be here, right? You didn't come here to please your wife or your husband, right? You came because you wanted to be here this morning. But God had promised national Israel, amen, that in time He would regather them from the nations and return them to their land. And that's what we've been seeing, amen, unfold. And God promised Israel that He would give them a new heart and put His Spirit within them. And this was not only a prophetic declaration referring to the return of Israel to the promised land, but to the new covenant they would enter into through the blood of Christ. Jew and Gentile, one new man in Christ. Ezekiel 36:26, I said, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will keep my judgments and do them. That's called the fear of the Lord. When you receive the Holy Spirit, you have the fear of the Lord in you. Amen? There's a sense of seriousness now about, I'm taking God serious. Before I didn't. In the new creation, again, we are a chosen generation. These are the names, again, that were assigned to Israel of old. But yet He's speaking to the New Testament church. Because this was prophetic. Because in the natural, mankind is not able to live up to God's standard. Amen. We've all sinned, all fallen short of the glory of God. So instead of just being an earthly race with a common ancestry, you know, as Israel was in the natural, right? In Christ, we become a heavenly people with divine parentage. God is my Father now. Amen. I used to follow my father, the devil, amen, under Adam. That's why Jesus said to the Pharisees, you're of your father, the devil, and you do what pleases him. But in the new creation, amen, we please our heavenly Father now. Why? Because through the new birth, we become part of His family, part of Him. Amen. We're in Christ. We're in life. We're in the family of God. Amen. And only through the new birth can someone enter into the kingdom. You won't see it unless you're born of the Spirit, and you won't understand until you are born of the Spirit. Why? The Holy Spirit reveals the deep things of God to us. We cannot intellectually learn God. People are trying to do that. Amen. We use our intellect. Amen. We reason with our intellect, but we have to submit our intellect to the Holy Spirit. He leads us into truth. Hallelujah. So it's, Lord, what do you say about this? Well, that message sounded really good, but Lord, what do you say about that? Well, that Pastor Keith message sounded good, but Lord, what are you saying? Come on. I want to be speaking the truth. Amen? So whatever we hear, it doesn't matter who it is. Amen? We have a teacher if you have the Holy Spirit in you. Amen? And you just need to pay attention to the promptings of the Holy Spirit. And it's often a good idea to get confirmation about things, too. Don't go at your first impression every time. Come on, sometimes our first impression can be wrong. Anybody ever misjudged somebody before, right? But when we're born again, we become God's chosen generation, chosen by God. And we're also a royal priesthood. And as a priesthood, we go out into the world, right? And we represent God. The Lord to people. Amen. And we bring the people to the Lord. A priest would stand in the gap. Amen. So as a royal priesthood, we go into the world. We bring, right, Jesus to the world and the world to Jesus. Amen. And we offer up praises to God as a royal priesthood. Were we not entering into our priestly office this morning as you and I release that fragrant offering to the Father, amen, of love and adoration and praise. And it's just like a sweet incense. Isn't it sweet just to be united, amen, and focused on the Lord together? How good it is when brethren dwell together in amen. Unity. So, we're His possession, amen. We're His holy nation. And again, it was God's intention that Israel would be distinguished by holiness as a nation. And that's why Jesus said to us, be holy for I am holy. We're to be a holy people because we represent Him. We represent the Holy God. Amen? Now, before you go arresting somebody, you need to be a police officer. Good idea, right? I mean, I've heard of citizen arrests, but... But you must be a police officer before you can begin to function as one, right? So people need to first of all be born of the Spirit, become a child of God through the new birth, before they can even begin to operate as one, to live as one. So likewise, if you don't believe who God says you are and what you're capable of, then you will not be able to make an impact for Christ. There are many oppressed, sick, and broken people, amen? Lost people in the world. But there's only few who will actually do something about it. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Are we available?
Yeah. Amen.
That's what's saying. God is looking for availability, available vessels. Luke 10:2, how many know this? Jesus said, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into His harvest. God wants us to be in a place where He can bless us and make us a blessing. And by the way, He will go to great lengths to bring us to that place, to the position where He can bless us. How many here love to bless your children?
Yes.
Amen. God wants to bless us. Amen. He won't bless a mess in the sense that if we're unwilling to cooperate with Him, amen? What He will do is He will discipline us and bring us to a place where we are now willing to yield, willing to listen. And why does He do that? Because He hates us? No, because He loves us that much. His discipline is good for us. You know, if we don't teach our children discipline when they're young, they'll grow up and be undisciplined. Amen? When we discipline our children, we're teaching them how to be self-disciplined because they realize that there are consequences for my actions. Come on. There are consequences. If you love your kids, you say, listen, it's not going to go well for you with that kind of mentality. You need to change your mind. Amen? And whatever it takes, we'll go to great lengths if we have to get your attention so we can bring you to a place where you become a blessing and not a curse. Amen. God wants us to be a blessing in this world. And I'm thankful. I don't always appreciate it at the time, but later we say, Lord, I know if you hadn't disciplined me, I wouldn't have learned that lesson that I needed to learn. So again, we have to ask this question. Am I really available? We can say that, but am I? Because we can find in ourselves there's a real resistance sometimes, you know, to fully yielding to the Holy Spirit. You want to know why? Because our flesh wants to be comfortable. Our flesh wants to be coddled. Our flesh wants attention. Our flesh wants to make it about us. Come on. And sometimes the will of God is going to put you in a place where you never called yourself to, and you're going to be doing something that nobody's going to recognize except Him.
Amen.
But these people were here to please the Lord.
Amen.
God said this about His ancient people Israel. Isaiah 43:21, the people I have formed for myself, they shall declare my praise. God was going to bring them and is bringing them into a place, even as a nation yet, to where they will praise the Lord someday. The Messiah, Jesus Christ, will return, amen, to that land, hallelujah, and establish His reign in Jerusalem and reign over all the earth. And in that day, it'd be Jew and Gentile together, amen, and one new man in Christ, hallelujah, the family of God. No longer in these distinctions to where some people feel, well, I'm a little superior saint. How many know there's only one superhero in here, right? That's Jesus. Hallelujah. So the redeemed of the Lord are going to return, hallelujah, to the land someday. Those who have been reconciled to God have now been given the ministry of reconciliation. Can God use us? Does He have an available vessel with us? How many know that genuine praise flows out of a heart filled with love? Yeah? It flows out of a heart that's been touched by the awesome goodness of God. How many know we didn't have to force praise this morning when the Spirit of God begins to touch you, amen, and bless you? Hallelujah. You just automatically, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Amen? Yeah, you get happy when God touches you and blesses you. But He doesn't bless us just so we can be blessed, but so that we can become a blessing. We can be a vessel for Him. And we can tell people, listen, you're wasting your time on the dope. You know, you're wasting your time on the booze, on the things that the world says is what makes you happy. Come on. You really want to get happy? Get happy in the Lord. Because happiness is the Lord. True joy is mine. No matter if the heartbreaks start, right? I found the secret. It's Jesus in my heart. Happiness is to be forgiven. Living a life that's worth the living. Taking a trip that leads to heaven. Happiness is the Lord. A happy life stems from an enjoyment of Him who is life. Hallelujah. How many know abundant life is not a life filled with toys, but a life that overflows with the love of God? An abundance of Him. We need an abundance of Him. And the more that we're yielded, the more that we're submitted, the more of Him we have. Filling our life. Amen. Filling up the empty places that often we try to fill with the world. It's like the answer is sometimes right in front of us, but we're looking over here and we're looking over there. Jesus said, come to me, all you who labor and heavy laden, I'll give you rest. As we worship Him, we overflow with His life and His glory will be revealed through us on the earth. So what is God saying? Get into position. Humble yourself. Be willing to die that you might live. Be willing to give up your agenda that you may pick up mine. Come on. Surrender to God. Sweet surrender. I remember John Denver years ago. I used to be one of those hippies that loved John Denver back in the day. Sweet surrender. What was I surrendering to? I don't know. But now I'm surrendering to Jesus, you know. Because when I surrendered to myself, it wasn't too good. God wants to fill us and pour His glory out through us in the earth. John 7:38. To them that believe on me, as the scripture says, out of their belly will flow rivers of living water. God wants to pour His oil, His presence, amen, in and through our lives. But He's looking for someone who's willing to yield and be that vessel that He can flow through. And when your life is filled with Jesus, when your heart is filled with the love of God, you will be in perfect peace. You will know the love of God that passes knowledge. Amen. And the love of God that overcomes all fear. Fear of death, fear of man, fear of the devil. Amen. We just need to be flooded with the love of God. And if we're willing to surrender, give Him the whole offering, then He will flood our lives with His presence. And He will give us supernatural boldness. Amen. And God will work through our lives in ways that we never thought could be possible. When I came to Jesus, I was just thankful to be forgiven. And I was just like, Lord, what can I do for you? And I had no idea how God would use me. But I wanted to be available. And I haven't always succeeded in that. I've stumbled at times in my life. But you know, my heart is to please the Lord. My heart is to live for Him. My heart is to be a vessel for God. Amen? And if that's your heart today, surrender. Just yield. Just let Him. Let Him have you. You see, what we need to do is overcome ourselves. Just overcoming yourself. The devil doesn't have anybody he can use if you're over you. So often we're going around rebuking this and rebuking that. Well, if we would just control ourselves by the power of the Holy Spirit, the devil doesn't have a place to operate. Amen. And I do believe in casting out demons. I'm just saying that sometimes it's because people are not controlling their flesh that they're having the problems. If we're going to cast a demon out of somebody, we need to say, well, what are you doing to correct the future? Are you going to leave that door open, or are you going to shut that thing completely? Shut the door. Keep the devil in the dark. I got this saying on my file cabinet. It says, God's grace is like the widow's jar. If you keep pouring it, will not run out. God's grace is like the widow's jar. If you keep pouring it, it will not run out. It's 2 Kings chapter 4, 1 through 7, where the widow, remember, supplied the prophet with the meal and the oil. And as long, listen, as there were available vessels, open vessels, the oil continued to pour. As long as we remain open. Amen? Yielded. Hungry. The oil will continue to flow into your life. Come on. You see, it was when the vessel was full and there were no other vessels. Come on. That the oil ceased. There are empty vessels all around us. People filling their lives up on other things, the world. Amen? You and I have the answer. The solution is Jesus in you. The hope of glory. All you need is the Lord. All I need is you, Lord. All I need is you. If I have you, I have everything. I don't have to worry. I don't have to fear. Because I have you. Because God is with me. God is in my life. And God is for me. Are you available? I pray often this way. I say, Lord, make your will my desire. Change my heart. Make me a willing vessel. And be careful when you pray that. All I need is you. All I need is you, Lord. It's you. All I need is you. All I need is you, Lord. It's you, Lord. Would you stand and we'll sing together? All I need is you, it's you, all I need is you, all I need is you, Lord, it's you, all I need is you, all I need is you, Lord, it's you. All I need is you. All I need is you. It's you. Hallelujah. All I need is you. It's you. Hallelujah. All I need is you. All I need is you, Lord. It's you, Lord. All I need is you. All I need is you, Lord. It's you, Lord. All I need is you. All I need is you. It's you. All I need is you. All I need is you, Lord. It's you, Lord. All I need. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, Jesus. Can we just pour out our hearts to Him this morning? Hallelujah. Sweet incense before Him. All I need is you. It's you. All I need is you. All I need is you. It's you. All I need is you. All I need is you. It's you. Jesus, Lord, we come to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. Lord, we're open vessels. Fill us, Lord, with fresh oil. Can you hold the universe? Can you hold everyone? Can you hold the universe? Can you hold? You hold. Can you hold the universe? Can you hold everyone on earth? Can you hold the universe? Can you hold? You hold. Can you hold the universe? Can you hold everyone on earth? Can you hold the universe? Can you hold? All I need is you. All I need is you, Lord. It's you, Lord. All I need is you. All I need is you. It's you. All I need is you. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah, oh, hallelujah. Jesus. Glory of your presence, I find rest for my soul. In the depths of your love, I find peace, makes me whole. I love, your presence. I love your presence. I love you, Jesus. I love your presence. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.